Hey guys, Ashley Daniels here to talk about another episode of The Real Housewives of New York. You don't want to miss it. Tune in.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Money can't buy your class. Money can't buy.
Is she all out of tune? I don't think so.
No.
I like Luann.
I love
it. She's fun.
We've got Sonia liking our tweets tonight. Loving it. So fabulous. That makes a fan's day. I'm sorry.
But it does.
Pretend that wouldn't make you really excited. Okay?
I am. I got an old school member, Kelly Ben Simone, liking a photo of me and Lindsay.
Yeah, exactly. Carol watched my Snapchat. I mean, come on. Life cannot get any better than that. All right. You're listening to the Superfan Network. Clearly, this is Ashley Daniels. You can tweet me at Ashley Daniels. And I am to my right. Who am I with?
Hi, it's Megan Stecker. And you guys can tweet me at Megan Stecker.
And this is Lindsay Wagner. You guys can tweet me at Lindsay Wagner. I missed you guys the last 2 weeks. I'm so glad we're back.
Welcome back.
Thanks, y'all.
And this is... I forgot about myself. I'm laughing that you were like, who's this?
I go, who are you?
This is Fern Ronay. You can find me at Fern Ronay on Twitter, R-O-N-A-Y.
Yeah. I thought you were trying to spell R-H-O-N-Y. I was like, R-O-N-Y, Miss the Housewives. All right, anyway. That's because I've been hashtagging all night. If you guys saw my Twitter, I'm in a hashtag mood for Roni and ABTV Roni. Is that a Roni ABTV?
ABTV Roni.
Yeah. So, hashtag us and we will check that out, ABTV Roni, if you have any questions or have any, comments or complaints, anything. All right. So, crazy episode tonight. We are going to start with Dorinda and Jules shopping. And Dorinda says she doesn't want to see Ramona. How many times now have we heard Dorinda say she's done with Ramona?
At least four.
Hashtag fail on that one because she just keeps taking her back.
Mm-hmm. How many times has she said she's done with John?
Just
has she really said she's done with him for good?
Never.
But I've never heard her say I'm done with John. Yeah. I think she gets really mad about John, but I don't think she says I'm done, I'm dumping him, we're done.
I thought she did after the
bra party.
The bra party. I thought she said, I'm done with you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Unless she just throws this out there as
she might just throw it out there. I felt like she was just insinuating she's over him and his antics, but with Ramona, I always feel like she's literally going to be done with her and then all of a sudden they're friends again. And I'm like, wait, what did I miss? Nothing, apparently.
Exactly.
I don't know. But anyway, she says she's done with her. And she talks about how she really wants to go to Bethany's Secret Santa out of respect to Bethany. But, she's mad at Ramona. Does anybody feel like there is some favoritism to Bethany and not to Ramona at all? Even though they both basically have the same feelings regarding John. I'm talking about Dorinda favorite.
I think so. She's much harder on Ramona in accepting John, I think.
Do you think it's because she's a better friend with Ramona?
That she's a better friend with
Ramona. Your closest friends, you're more hurt by them, where Bethany, she's not as close with Bethany, so it's a little bit of a different circumstance. And also, Bethany doesn't really act the way that Ramona does around John. Bethany, yes, has said some horrible thing, the party, her...
Bra party.
Not the bra party, the thing at her house.
Oh, her birthday?
The birthday party. She kind of avoided him, but at least she wasn't... She wasn't, I don't know. I feel like when John and Ramona get together, they are oil and water, and they are at each other's throats instantly.
Combustible.
I think she just forgives Bethany. I think everyone forgives Bethany because she's the bigger star, and they all want camera time with her. Because Dorinda did it too with the Berkshires. She disinvited Sonia, obviously, because we'll get to it, but obviously because Bethany's going.
But we don't think that Ramona is just as OG as Bethany. When you think about it, they're. I'm pretty sure Ramona gets paid a good amount of money, according to Google. She gets paid a lot, and I think Google is a very legitimate source. So, shout out to Google. But in general, she's been there forever. So I don't know. It's kind of weird. It's kind of like Kyle and Lisa Vanderpump. They're both, in a sense, they're OGs, right? You girls know more than I do. You guys host the after show.
It's still Lisa Vanderpump's the queen.
Oh, absolutely. I would say Lisa Vanderpump all the way.
Yeah,
never going to get fired. I don't think Kyle or Ramona will either, but I would put my money on the other two.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. I guess Bethany she obviously is the queen bee, but I just feel like Ramona has a lot of say in that show as well, and a lot of pull.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, all right. So we have Bethany's Secret Santa party, and it's the caviar Elsa girl pops in with her little costume. I just don't know who hired her, and then, like, did she just show up with that dress?
No, that would be whoever hired her and whatever they instructed her to wear. As a promotional model, you get instructed on what to wear to a party. So a themed party, I'm sure whoever the caviar or the cocktails that were being served said what her wardrobe was supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Okay, mm-hmm. So you think she was a promo girl?
Absolutely.
She wasn't a caterer? Mm-hmm. Or is it the same thing?
No. They hired her. Somebody hired her, either the caviar company or whatever liquor she was going through, whether it was Absolut or whatever it was, even if it was Bethany's.
Right.
They give you a costume breakdown, your rate, your mileage, everything. I know this because okay. I've done this
in the past. I'm interested. Okay, so someone told her to wear that, and then Bethany, they didn't,
or provided her, Bethany. Provided her the costume.
Interesting to wear. That they didn't ask Bethany, though, if that's okay, that she shows up exactly. in that outfit.
That's on them, and that would be Bethany's people hiring this girl to do that. So mm-hmm. if I was Bethany, instead of being mad at the girl, be mad at your assistants who hired you.
Right, the poor girl's on national television now with them being like, why did she decide to wear that?
It's so embarrassing.
I stand up for you, girl. I got you.
Lindsay's got you. Okay. So, Luann and Sonia. So at that party, Dorinda shows up. Ramona and Jules are talking about the party from the night before.
Well, Ramona comes in so like...
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, they didn't already read it in page 6. But yeah.
That's what I was thinking, too, because didn't they read it later on in the...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so weird. Anyway, of course, this was all... We know that, but let's just go back to La La Land for 1 second and pretend that we don't know anything, and we're just enjoying it. And Dorinda walks in, and Ramona and Jules are talking, and Ramona's like, shh, stop it, stop it. I want to make up with her. And Jules is trying to explain something regarding her previous day with Dorinda shopping. What did you guys think of the situation with Bethany having to kind of... I mean, now Bethany's having a party, and it's not going to be a peaceful experience. I mean, this whole thing came up, and it's really not a Secret Santa as much as it should be. Now it's more like, let's gossip and talk about Ramona and John. Kind of selfish of them to even bring it up, or...
It's going to come up. Yeah. I think they handled it a really good way, because essentially, as we watch, the party didn't turn out to be a bust. Mm-mm. No one screamed at each other. So in all honesty, the way that maybe Bethany pulling Dorinda aside and kind of letting her vent the second she got there, mm-hmm. maybe calmed her down a little bit, so that when it came down to it, it wasn't like that. And same thing for Ramona. Ramona got out what she needed to say.
Mm-hmm.
And then was a little bit more chill.
Mm. All right.
I was actually shocked by what Dorinda said, though. Yeah. I think we've seen her so much put up such a front for John and tell everyone, John has to be, or you all have to accept John or I'm not your friend. And she finally admitted to, like, something's wrong here. I don't have my stuff together. Mm-hmm. And was breaking down in front of Bethany. And I was just like, oh, my gosh.
She kept saying she's very afraid, yeah.
And I thought that might be something she might admit to people in her personal life off camera. But for her to be so upset that she was just like, I had anxiety about coming and just start crying right away. It was, like, really scary.
Mm-hmm. How many years has she been on the show now? Two,
this
three?
Is her second.
So second year. But is it, like... Okay, just trying to think about if it has anything to do with being on TV and being, like, in front of the camera now and having your whole life
In front of the world. But. Like, a screaming fight with somebody, I think, would throw me off my rocker, and I'd have really bad anxiety the next day. Because you're not used to that happening in your life, especially with someone who's been your friend for 20 years. Yeah. So even though that does happen a lot in these Housewives tapings, I think every time, if we think about it or go back and watch the tape, like, Dorinda probably comes unglued every time there's a shouting fight, because she's like, this is not normal. Like, we're going to see next week, people, you know, Luann and Bethany start having a fight, and and Dorinda loses it. Like, stop it! Yeah. So I think she probably comes unglued easily around friction like that. And I think I also was super confused about what does Hannah's transition mean.
Yes, I googled it. I can't figure it out.
I'm thinking it means when she was saying, I'm trying to get Hannah to transition back out of my house and go back to school. Mm-hmm. She said in an earlier episode. Too. So I think it has to do with her trying to be like, Hannah, you can't sit home freeloading off of my money. You have to get your life together.
Please tweet us.
She quit moving school. Out, right? Yeah.
Right. She's trying to get her to move out.
Yeah.
Okay.
So maybe that's what it means.
Please tweet us and let us know what you think Hannah's transition is.
That was such an excuse. Like, she just brought up Hannah because she really is conflicted about John, but doesn't want to break up with him out of pride. And same came so close to saying, I'm afraid to be alone.
Yes.
And Bethany said it.
Yeah. Which there's definitely something with her and Hannah going on, but Hannah doesn't want to be on the show. Oh, so right. Jorinda doesn't really want to talk about the issues with Hannah on the show. So there's definitely stuff going on with Hannah in Dorinda's personal life that we don't know about that's probably contributing to all of this.
That's right. True. Right. I don't know. I was very curious what that meant too. All right. Then Luann and Sonia have drink night. It's a girls' night because none of the guys are cute, according to them. And Sonia says at one point she doesn't really see Luann a lot because she plays musical chairs with musical chairs with her and the four guys. And they talk about Ray, which, by the way, we did hint at it. We didn't know for sure, but like obviously last week we thought maybe Ray was gay. And Michael Rappaport, is that his name?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was on Watch What Happens Live. If you guys didn't see it, you missed out because that guy's amazing. And I tweeted him a ton of times, try to get him on the show. So hopefully we can. And anyway, he was like, is Ray gay? So I was like, okay. Well, we weren't the only ones thinking that.
Serious, yes.
We don't have an answer, but at least we're all, we weren't just like crazy that day. But anyway, they bring him up and there's a little bit of, contradiction from Luann. She says, you know, she saw him that one night stand, maybe saw him once after, but like then we saw that they were texting and he texted her that day, which we all talked about last week before the party. He texted her. We wondered if it was mic'd and all this stuff. And, you know, Sonia thinks that she's possibly lying. So what do you guys think? I mean, do you think that there's, I mean,
she's such a bad liar. Did you see, like, she was lying so hard in such a bad way on Watch What Happens Live. She's horrible at it. Mm-hmm. And she was lying. She obviously slept with him more than once. It doesn't matter how many times, like admitting to sleeping with him even once is enough.
Yeah.
She just is a bad liar.
I don't understand.
She's got a rotating group of men, it sounds like, and hopefully we don't have to worry about that. Later on in life, that's all I'm going to say.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Because I'm not going to be mean today.
Lindsay's in a nice mood. She got a puppy.
He might be here next week.
That'd be so cute. Dorinda, okay, so then Dorinda says it's up to Ramona whether or not they can move forward. And so basically the ball's in Ramona's court. So it seems like that's always the case. If Ramona apologizes enough, then that will be... Or she does... You know, they apologize her. Mm-hmm. But no, if she sincerely comes up with a reason... Dorinda's very forgiving, and she really holds on to the past. If she has a relationship with somebody for a long time, it's going to take a lot to really break that for good. She's got memories with Ramona, and Ramona was there for her during a hard time. So then... Let's see. Sonia and Luann are at Sonia's house in the morning, 10:30 a.m. to be exact. And they're in their little lingerie. Like, what? With fur coats and slippers.
Let me just say, I'm from Wisconsin, and that's where I was the last 2 weeks. I was there for a full week, and it was in the low 40s. I was sleeping in sweatpants and a thermal shirt, and I had a jacket on at home.
And
it was
40. You probably had the heat on, right?
No, we didn't turn the heat on.
Oh, okay, okay.
It was about 60 degrees in the house.
That's kind of cold.
Which is pretty chilly. That's what we used to keep. My mom used to keep it at that, and that was what we were allowed to set it to.
Such a dad move, too.
He does, too. There's no way in heck that I would be running around in a skimpy little thing, like... Minus even the whole dad situation. It's cold. It's too cold.
So, minus the dad situation.
So for the cameras for me. I feel like so many of them are trying to write their own soap opera this season. Well, you know, like Luann and Sonia are such outcasts this season. They keep not getting included in the group filmings. Yes. So they're trying to make their own show. And it was so Grey Gardens to me.
I still have to check that out, by the way.
I want to watch the original.
That's what I'm talking about. Because I see it all the time.
And then watch the TV movie because the HBO movie is amazing.
Okay. You got to tell us. I have to say, La Perla should probably give some type of sponsorship or something to Sonia because that little skimpy little lace thong made a little cameo in the bathroom, which I love her bathroom, so pretty. And they put slippers on and big fur coats.
But they look great.
It was so cute, actually.
They looked hot. Yeah.
It was good. If I were shooting a reality show and I could choose between like ugly sweatpants or that, I'd probably choose that though. Come on, good point. Maybe not the real fur. I would do fake fur. Thank you. Okay. So then, they're talking about the Post article, which just happens to be open to the exact page on the kitchen counter when they wake up in the morning. So crazy.
Sipping my tea over here.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, you know what? Bethany tweeted that John planted that story. Bethany said tonight. Ooh. She thinks John planted that story because that he sounded so good in it. Like, the dry cleaning magnet, John Modesta.
Oh, God.
And she's like, whoever sounds good in it planted the story. And I was like, oh.
Smart.
Yeah.
Smart.
Man, Bethany's not going to let John get by. Man. Poor Dorinda.
Do we really think that happened the day after that post?
I think it maybe was two days. You think it was 2 days? Yeah.
Because they were talking as if it was the night before.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I think
yeah.
that was just for the cameras because yeah. it doesn't make any sense that would be out.
Because they were out the night after discussing the previous
exactly.
night stuff.
Okay. So, right.
And
okay.
that was, I feel like that was the following morning because they said Luann had gone home and she had come back, and that's why she did the walk of shame coming back to Sonia's right. apartment at 10:30, and that's why she was dressed the way that she was.
Right. AKA a victory lap. According right. to
yes.
Sonia.
Yes. yes.
Victory lap.
Oh,
way
my God.
Better. More positive spin on it.
So crazy. And Sonia and Dorinda then, wait, do we have anything else about that scene?
No, I think that was
okay.
it.
Okay. Sonia and Dorinda taking a walk. If we yeah. have anything else. Okay. They take a walk. They Dorinda has a really cute Chanel bag, and I just loved it. It was so cute.
It was great.
So cute. And they are talking about Ramona, how Ramona's been in general, how she changes every day. She's like hot and cold, which I'm like, what? I'm sorry. Like, not to be rude, but like, that's always been Ramona. She's not mm-hmm. completely consistent with anything. She's mm-hmm. just, you know, she's emotional. Mm-hmm. She's Ramona. Mm-hmm. So like, it's like funny. They're like, you know, Ramona seems like 1 minute she's like, hello. Like,
she's so emotional.
Yeah, you know, she's just really honest. So they are talking about that, and Sonia says Ramona is going psycho now. She calls it like psycho, and she says, and then, you know, they're talking about that, but Dorinda then does the thing that I think we all, I'm dying to know what you guys think and what you guys think at home. Dorinda has a reason that she has that she needs to uninvite Sonia, and she tells Sonia to her face, and she says, please let me finish. I don't want to talk about the drinking. It's just in general, you're very sensitive, and I'm having this dinner in the Berkshires, and, you know, you're in a vulnerable position right now. You don't need to be around drinking and people possibly ganging up on you. And she doesn't mention Bethany, I don't think. Does she miss? Yeah. Mm. But I think that has a lot to do with it. So is this an uninvite? Is this because she is afraid of Bethany not showing up? Because she'll know Sonia's going to be there. Is it because she wants to have peace at the dinner and she thinks that Bethany's going to flip out at Sonia? Is it because she actually genuinely thinks Sonia just going to, like, drink and, you know, be really vulnerable? Or is it just to please Bethany? What is the reason that this happened? Because Dorinda's very honest for the most part, for what I've seen. So I'm trying to figure out what her motives were.
It was totally to please Bethany, mm-hmm. regardless of anything that came out of her mouth. And I think Dorinda's usually very straightforward, but it was completely, I think, to please Bethany. And to say, like, you shouldn't be drinking. Dorinda gets just as emotional when she drinks, and is even worse, at least when Sonia drinks. I'm such a defender of drunk Sonia because she's never
fun.
Angry.
Yeah.
She's never
true.
Crying.
True.
She's never fighting with anybody. She's just like wants to kiss everybody and mm-hmm. laugh and have fun. So I don't get why everyone is so judgmental of drunk Sonia. But so that was BS. And mm-hmm. everything that came out of her mouth, I don't think was legit. Was because she wants to please Bethany.
Do we think Bethany wouldn't want to be in the room with Sonia? Because Bethany's not afraid of anyone or anything or any situation.
I think it was like a subliminal like nod of respect to Bethany.
Okay.
I would have hoped that she was doing it because she didn't want there to be drama at the Berkshires, and that she was trying to like maintain the peace and knowing that this would have created even more than there already was. So this was the easiest way to kind of nip it in the bud. I think that her drinking alcohol around or everyone drinking alcohol is a lame excuse. But I'd like to think positively that that's why she didn't do it. But I think you're right that it was totally for Bethany.
Totally a fail attempt. Hashtag fail again yeah. because there was just as much drama.
Oh, I wrote fail too later
did
on.
Did you really?
I'll tell you what I said fail to later on.
All right. Well, I want to know.
I think maybe it was twofold. Maybe it definitely was about Bethany, and it's like, I'm going to choose Bethany over Sonia and have everyone there. But I think there's also stuff going on with Sonia that we don't get to see on camera as far as how bad maybe things are with the drinking right now. And maybe the girls have all had a conversation again this season. So it's kind of, Sonia's in the same place she was mm-hmm. last year. I think the girls maybe have had a few conversations like, let's not drink around her as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why she's not at any of these group tapings.
It's just, I'm sorry. I just think it's the weirdest thing that all of a sudden she's not invited.
Then why even have her on the show?
I can't understand it. I just don't get... I think Dorinda probably foresaw, like, Sonia getting really, like, in a huge fight with Bethany, and she probably right. really got afraid for, like, what Sonia would have to deal with, because Bethany was really angry. So I think she was looking out for her, but at the same time, I think it was... I don't think it was not to have drama. I don't think she minds the drama as much, because she did sign up for the show. I just think she was afraid for Sonia to be screamed at by Bethany. I think she knew that Bethany might do something, you know, she might just call her out. I don't know. It was just, also, nobody saw the conversation between Bethany and Sonia. It ended on okay terms. It wasn't like there was stuff that still needed to be said. They got it all out. I don't think Bethany would have gone there again, and we see through her tweets that she does have a soft spot for Sonia, despite everything.
Seeing her face last week as I watched the episode, when Sonia started to cry, she completely broke that anger and stuff, and I'm sure you guys... I obviously saw that you guys discussed that last week. But let's be honest, anyone who's going to go up against Bethany, Bethany's going to murder you. She's just going to, she's got the facts. She's quick. She's loud. She's intelligent. She's literally going to kill you with words.
Exactly.
As Michael Rapaport said, her footwork alone.
Seriously.
She's coming with the facts.
Yes.
I would need, like, pages of notes and a, like, pie chart and, or pie graph and, like, you know, charts and be like, this is what happened here, because there'd be no going up against her. For
okay,
real.
So if it did happen and that she wasn't, and she was not asked not to come, do you think that there would have been problems between Bethany and Sonia? No. I actually don't. I don't think Bethany would have gone there.
I do. I'll tell you why. Okay. I think Sonia would get drunk immediately. Oh, let me just have a glass just to warm myself up on the inside. Oh, just, you know, a bottle gone in an hour to, you know, like blackout level, like casino drunk that we saw last year in no time, and following Bethany around. Bethany, let me just talk to you. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. Like, that's where it would have gone, I think.
I just don't think Bethany would go there with her. I don't know. I could be crazy. I just Bethany really think she's like, somewhat protective of Sonia, even though she's so pissed at her.
Like, I think she would have just been like, I don't want to talk about this.
Yeah, right. She would have got really angry. But
she's talking about it with Luann. I think if Sonia said something and Bethany felt misunderstood that was not being clear or clarified, she would have to clarify it.
Yeah.
I think she would be too tempted.
It's tough.
I think.
It's a tough one. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, let's see. So we have the dinner between John, Dorinda, Tom, Luann, Jules, and Michael. Am I missing anyone?
Mm-mm.
No.
I don't think so.
Tom and Luann discuss meeting for the first time, the garden story, and John. And then they talk about phone call. Who wants to recap this one? Any takers?
This is my fail.
Lindsay! Okay.
This is my fail.
Major.
Did your face feel what? Did it feel moist on the end of the phone? I don't have a problem with moist. I know some people have problems with it, like certain terminology.
I do.
I know it grosses certain people out. I don't really mind it. There are other ones that I don't like. But this joke was such a fail, and if I was Dorinda, I would have been so embarrassed. I one time threw a pen at my ex-boyfriend at a party because he wouldn't stop talking, and we were trying to have game night, and I threw my pen across the room at him, and he got so mad at me. I probably would have thrown my fork at John for saying that, because it's the joke is obviously it was meant to be a disgusting joke.
Yeah. Do you know what? Dorinda should have, like, a secret signal for him, like, digging her fork so quietly, like, into his thigh, like, honey, you're so funny.
What is happening?
You know what I mean? Like, the most inappropriate thing I've ever heard, I wanted to throw
up. It's so awkward.
It's as bad as Aviva's dad. Remember when he would do super creepy, gross things?
I mean, do we have to remember that right now?
No, sorry.
It's okay.
I'm sorry. Oh, gosh.
No, it's, yeah. It was so
creepy. That's the level that I felt like we were at.
Mm-hmm.
It was horrible.
I felt like Luann's guy kept it classy, though. He was adorable. What do you mean? Like, because of the ocean air? Okay. Yeah. Like,
he tried to save him, which I thought was so kind, because it was so uncomfortable.
Yeah. He seems like a pretty nice guy. Yeah. But it's weird that he's dated multiple housewives.
But did he?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they might have just gone on one date and are being all
in the press, Sonia has claimed that she hooked up with him, too. And so did Ramona. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. It's kind of weird for the same guy to sleep with three women on one cast.
I think it's true, because I feel like if you didn't, you would come out saying, I definitely did not, like, I don't know if they said sleep with them or dated them or whatever, but is he the Harry Dubin? I don't know. Did Bethany say that? Was it Bethany's?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But
I
mean, did they date him 20 years ago or recently?
I feel like it was a while ago.
I think Ramona's was recent.
Ramona's had to be recent.
But
here's what they said, though, about that. That she, whoever saw Ramona, she said, isn't this guy cute? So they may not have even been on a date. It may have just been a friendly thing, or they're at a bar talking and she's like, is this guy cute? That's not a date. You meet somebody at a bar and you like you chat with him. I'm sorry, I don't call the first time I ever meet somebody.
Exactly.
Even if it's like I sat randomly at the bar, the guy sits next to me. It's not a date.
Exactly.
Unless we leave and go somewhere else and go to dinner or, I don't know.
That's hilarious.
I don't date.
Okay, well, I don't know. We'll have to talk to Tom. Tom,
call us.
Call us. You know, let us know. Call us in a very friendly way. We're not saying call us, Yeah. We love you the way we got you, girl. All right, we don't want to date you. Okay, then, let's see. Jules likes to comment, and she's like, she says that she and Michael are a lot alike. Do you guys think that Jules and Michael are alike?
No.
Okay,
no.
Me neither.
I like Michael.
I feel like we don't know them well enough to judge.
I love Michael.
You're so nice. You're such a lawyer. She's so fair.
I'm a Libra and I'm a lawyer.
Yeah.
She's really good.
I'll tell you, they're not alike. But they're definitely both very sweet. I mean, If that's, that makes them alike. Okay. Dorinda tells Luann that Sonia isn't coming to the Berkshires, and Luann does not agree, but quickly just kind of stops sticking up for her, because I think Luann realizes that nothing she says is going to change the situation. Hmm. Do we think that she should have gone, because she is staying with Sonia? Because I'm not going to tell you what I think. Sorry. Do we think that she should have gone still to the Berkshires?
Oh.
I wouldn't have gone.
I wouldn't have gone either.
I wouldn't have gone either.
Poor Sonia, she must feel so left out.
That's terrible. And you could have been very nice and said, this is the reason I'm not coming, Dorinda. I hope you understand. It has nothing to do with you. It's just, I can't. I'm staying with her. It's so disrespectful.
Well, right.
But it is airtime.
That's what I was thinking. No matter what, she was going to go because of airtime. And she's with the whole group finally. It's not just her and Sonia taping. Mm-hmm. So that's why she went.
And there's major drama at this
She couldn't wait for Bethany to go in on her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She couldn't wait to be like, yeah, Bethany, I made up your drink. Okay. Again. How many times have you heard this?
We have to get into that. Let me just quickly get to this part. Because that part is... Oh, my God. I have so much to say. Okay. Dorinda stands by Sonia not being invited.
Ramona's dog poops all over the house.
Yes. Then we go to the house. Yeah. So it starts with Ramona and Dorinda. And they're, there's poop in the house. And... Then Luann, okay. Then Luann shows up and they all show. Then it's Bethany and Luann and it's Dorinda and Jules and Ramona. Mm-hmm. And did we think they were being a little bit mean girl here? They're talking about Sonia stalk texts. She stalk texts them and they're all laughing. And then they say, Luann's like, well, try, I don't know her exact words, something like, well, I live with her or something like that. Did we think that was kind of mean girl or was it just funny? I don't know. The stalk text thing, I didn't know. This means that she's been texting, obviously.
Right, they're like kind of making fun of her, like she's home on a Saturday night where all her friends are here, and they're like laughing that she's texting them. It's really mean.
Yeah,
that's a mean girl thing.
Okay, I think so too. Do you think it is?
Yeah.
Kind of sad. So then Luann says, well, I am mentoring Sonia right now. And Bethany says, it's like the blind leading the blind. Like, it's like you picking Courtney Love to be your, mentor or something. And Luann laughs. I mean, she's... The thing is, it's not a very nice comment. You can either laugh it off or you can fight her. Who wants to fight?
It's a rude comment, for sure. So it was funny. Mm-hmm. I thought it was funny.
It was funny.
But it was rude.
It's just tough to tell when she's joking enough or not, because the next comment is they're talking about the skinny girl, and she's like, high fives Luann. She's like, yep, you and I created it, or whatever she said. You helped with that, whatever. And I'm thinking to myself, she's being serious right now. And then it's so embarrassing because Luann thinks she's being serious. So Luann wants to make sure she knows, no, I didn't do that. I was there one day. You ran with it, baby. And then Bethany goes, I know you didn't create it. It was all me. And I was just like, oh, my God. Like, I didn't know that she was joking either. This is so embarrassing. But Luann held it. Second time I've seen now that Luann has handled an awkward situation pretty good. Like, when Carol came over at the birthday for Ramona and Carol sat down next to Bethany when she was giving Bethany her gift. And then... and Carol said hi or whatever, and and Luann was like, hi Carol, how are you? And she just handled that really awkward situation really well. So she handles really awkward situations better than most people. She didn't turn beet red. She didn't get all aggravated. She just didn't actually change at all. She was like, yep. It was just like, I don't know how I would have handled that. Crazy.
She's slow to anger, but she is good with turning back to Bethany to be like, well, why would you say that? Why are you saying that? Why would you say that? Like, I think she's really good about keeping the conversation going and not flying off the handle.
Yeah.
But Bethany came in guns blazing for Luann.
Yeah.
I mean, it was not a compliment when she was like, your necklace, you blend in with the mantle. No,
yeah, the whole thing.
Statement necklace.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Oh my God. This just starts a huge fight. And Luann and Bethany just go at it. And that's how the episode ends. And we will see the next. It's another two-part, you know. What do you guys think, though, overall, in terms of Bethany and Luann? Do you think that this is going to be a major argument? Or do you think Carol's going to come save the day and stick up for Bethany? Or is she going to stay out of it? Is anybody going to come in and intervene in this conversation?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
I think the only two people that can settle this is Bethany and Luann. That's the only way to figure out what's going on. And even if there's no way that Bethany's going to give Luann any credit for this, even if Luann did and was with her. But at the same time, why does Luann care? Unless she really did come up with it with her.
No. I mean, how many times do we have to watch this on camera? Yeah. Bethany straight up to the waiter when he was at the table was like, I will have silver vodka on the rocks with a squeeze of lime. Like, it was and she that
says,
simple.
And she says to Luann, it's called a skinny girl margarita.
Yeah.
And Luann's like, I'll have, right? And she's like, I'll have one.
Oh, yeah. She's like, I'll have one, too. Like, it's like it's that documented. Simple. So I don't know why Luann, season after season, thinks she can keep this argument going by being like, I helped you make it up. Like, no.
When the facts are right there.
Right.
Facts. Again. Brought the facts.
Brought the facts.
Hashtag
the facts of life.
But what facts does Bethany mean about the blind leading the blind? Like, what's so wrong with Luann's life? Like, she's got a boyfriend now.
I don't
she
know.
Has businesses Bethany, that are doing fine.
Just because she like, has boyfriends, at least she's enjoying her life.
Bethany's
really hung up on trying to call Luann out on all of her, like, evening activities because Luann was the countess. Because, but I feel like Luann's given up on the, like, the darling, that's not proper. Like, she's given up on that. But Bethany still wants to drag out that, like, Luann's always out drinking and, like, having sex. Like, who cares? She's grown and divorced.
Do you think it just replays in her head, like, the day they were in the taxi, like, probably. Season one or whatever? Yeah. She's like, call me Countess. You have to call me Countess or whatever it is. And, like, I'm just sure. I'm sure it's just, it's hard to see someone change and then... In Bethany, because Bethany's so authentic to who she is, it really aggravates her when someone just, like, changes up their mentality. But
they've all grown and evolved throughout the seasons. Bethany is not exactly the same as she was from years ago.
Right.
So everyone grows. And Luann, at the time, was a countess. She was, and she may have been prim and proper or whatever at the time. And then through the divorce, she may have changed that whole thought process, and she's obviously a single woman that can do what she wants, and she's living her life the same way that Ramona is.
Do we think it has anything to do with Carol and Adam? Because it seems like it really bothers Bethany that she went after Carol about dating Adam.
Well, it sounds like that's what's coming up next week.
So maybe she came in with guns blazing for Luann because she's like, my friend isn't here because of you. Because Carol didn't go because of her, right?
Well, she's on her way. She's late.
Oh, never mind.
She left. Scratch that. She left without. She left. Bethany left not without her, which surprised me.
Oh, I mean,
yeah. She just wanted to be on time. That's why.
Yeah, Bethany and Carol was running late. Time for that.
Yeah, I was surprised.
They are very opposites attract. Bethany's not waiting for her. No, ma'am.
Well, that's the thing. Like Carol. If anything, Carol should be upset. Or not be upset, whatever it is. But at least she has it within her. If she wants to say something and she wants to go at it, she can. She's choosing to just kind of leave it alone. So I think everybody just needs to leave it alone. Carol will pick and choose. Carol's going to fight when it's really worth it to her, but it's not worth it for her. She's just enjoying life. And she's one woman out of all of them, I think, that handles everything the best. Says almost nothing when it comes to competition. If she does, it's quick, and she lets it go and walks the other way. Like, it's not...
Bethany's saying, you F... everyone to Luann next week. Those are going to be fighting words.
Yep.
And that's
Zero Fs.
And I think that's why Dorinda gets so upset, because they're literally ruining. She was right when we see her prepping this party. We see her so excited. I've got all the Christmas decorations set up. God. I mean, you see the little mats and all the like ornaments.
Did she say that too?
She loves it.
She's like, I decorated and my mom made a cake. And does she really think that like,
there was
going to
be nothing?
She's inviting the whole group over. With alcohol, does she think they're going to, like, have a pillow fight and, like, drink hot cocoa with marshmallows?
She
like,
can't possibly.
I mean, and she's like, nah, everyone can make, I'm fucking my nice. Like, you knew this was going to happen. You knew people were going to fight. That is the whole point of the getting you all together and feeding you drinks.
Yeah. Not a mystery.
Yeah. Seems like they think it is sometimes. Anyway, so, wow, God, we made it just on time. All right, we did. Let's do some predictions.
Predictions.
No. And now, delayed predictions. Looks good, though.
All right,
starting with
we're checking out Lindsay's cleavage.
Yeah, I thought it was really good. I wasn't gonna say anything. Just want to let you know.
Your boob looks hot from over here.
Like it. All right. Any predictions, guys?
For next Speaking week? Of boobs, Dorinda. It's gonna be like totally like we just said. It's my party, and I'll cry if I want to. And but I feel a little bad. Something about Dorinda. We have to play that next week. Something about Dorinda when she gets upset, I just feel bad for her.
She's so sweet.
Yeah.
She's just being genuine because she really was excited, I think, about the party now. Not realizing that these women are going to start something crazy is delusional, potentially. But, I mean, she's genuinely upset. And she's like, I'm sending everyone home. I'm ashamed of all. Like, she's just, she does have feelings. Yeah. And she is a real woman. And you don't want to see your friends fighting. And you get to a point where you're like, I don't want to be around anyone here. I'm done with all of you.
Dorinda does not fake cry. I just want to say that.
No.
No.
She's very real.
Yeah.
I'm going to predict that the argument gets bigger or that there's a secondary argument, and I think it's Ramona. I think either Ramona gets involved in this argument trying to be on Bethany's team, or Ramona starts another argument with somebody about something. I don't know. And that's why Dorinda goes off.
Good. And I predict what they predict. And great episode. I can't wait to go back and watch it again. It's like, I watched the other episode like twice afterwards.
I was watching all the reruns today. It's just like,
so good.
Dorinda's on Watch What Happens Live tonight too. We really wanted her. Yeah. Dorinda, if you're watching this, we would love to have you on the show. Please. Mm-hmm. Please. We love you. All right. I'll only beg for a Real Housewife. That's it. That's all I beg for. Okay. Anyway, you can tweet me at Ashley Daniels. I'm on Periscope at Ashley Daniels. Instagram is Miss Ashley Daniels. And Snapchat is I'm Ashley Daniels. Where can we find you, Megan?
You guys can find me on Snapchat, Twitter, and Instagram. It's all at Megan Stecher. It's MEGANSTECHER.
And this is Lindsay here. You guys can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Lindsay Wegner. That's LYNDSEYWEGNER. Or my blog, lindsaywegner.blogspot.com.
This is Fern Ronay. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Fern Ronay, RONAY.
Amazing. Bye, guys. See you next week.
See you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.